Tali Nates is the director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, and she joins us right now. Good afternoon, Tali. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. And hello, Simon.
It's so lovely to speak to you, Tali. Thank you for the time. And Tali, how, you know, we see this surge. It's almost like a groundswell in anti-Semitism. How are we monitoring it? Are we able to compare now and the trends now to the 1930s when it was still building, before we knew, before we had the 2020 vision that we have today?
So if you allow me, I would like to start with the memory of that day before we jump to today and the future.
Sure.
I am, you know, sitting at the Holocaust and Genocide Center. We are so heartbroken. Holocaust survivors are aging. We went to the funeral of Maud Perlov last week, sure. 93-year-old Holocaust survivor. And with us in South Africa, we have very small numbers of witnesses the events of the Holocaust, the camps, the ghettos, those that were in hiding in forests or in cities. And I want to start, if I may, by honoring the survivors. There are only about 25 still alive in South Africa, so honoring them and remembering their families and their friends that did not survive the Holocaust. So I think that I would like to start there.
Okay, so Tali, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Can you maybe just mention who they are very briefly? We've only got 8 minutes. In fact, we now have 6 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
So we don't have, you know, the luxury of a long interview, which I would really love to do with you at some point.
Yes, of course. No, but absolutely, you're right. I mean, we need to honor them and remember them. Don Kraus and his sister Irene Fehrman, Irene Klaas, Jack Schmuckler, Veronica Phillips. There is so many of them. Lionel Fleece. There are, of course, those in Cape Town, Ella Blumenthal, Miriam Lichterman. There is Henya Breyer that was used to be in Bloemfontein and now lives in Cape Town. Jack Putterman in Durban. And as I said, I can go in and tell you so many stories of them. And I know we don't have the time, but I took those 2 minutes because I really want us to remember the past. Remember what it meant 75 years ago when the Red Army liberated Auschwitz and then other ally forces liberated the other camps. And indeed, you know, reflect on it, honor those that are still with us, but also learn the lessons from them. Listen to them, listen to their messages. And as you rightly said, you know, learn the messages and the lessons for now and for the future.
Tali, I'm sorry if this is going to sound petulant. I don't mean it to be so.
Oh, don't worry. He's always petulant.
No. I seriously wonder the value of Holocaust education over the last 70 years. If we are sitting in a situation today where it's acceptable to see the levels of anti-Semitism that they are, what has it achieved?
And also, Simon, can I just also add to this, is that we have a generation of parents over the last 20 years who don't want to make their children feel uncomfortable. And so they won't discuss it with them. And so you also have, you know, and I'm talking across the board, whether they're Jewish children or Gentile children who are not learning about the Holocaust. Because it's uncomfortable and it triggers them and, you know, they don't feel safe having those conversations. What to do, Tali Nates?
Yes. So Simon, you know, it's interesting what you're saying about the rise, of course, of anti-Semitism. By the way, the rise of all othering, the rise of racism, the rise of xenophobia, the rise of othering, homophobia and so on, worrying all around the world, this unleashing of hate of the other. And sadly, the Jews are always the canary in the mine. Always when you have anti-Semitism, you know that the winds of something much worse is coming. I'm afraid as a historian that is my belief, that we are witnessing increase in nationalism, increase in populism, and increase in othering of any minority, of anyone that is different. And it is a great worry. To answer very quickly the question about Holocaust education and what's the value in it, you know, Auschwitz and Holocaust education, sadly, is not, as a colleague of mine once told me, a washing machine for tolerance. You go through the Holocaust education or through Auschwitz, you come, you know, out on the other side clean and smiling and smell of roses and tolerance. Doesn't work like that. But the latest research, and it just came out actually last week, shows that visiting museums and memorial sites around the world, from the USHMM in the United States to Yad Vashem to our institution in Johannesburg, does increase empathy and it does increase knowledge and also tolerance. So we have a lot of work to do, but I do think that the programs do work. We just cannot get to everyone. We had 20,000 visitors last year in a country of 57 million. So of course we need to do more, but I don't think that it's all doom and gloom.
Yeah, we need to find a way that the lesson, each person realizes that the lessons of the Holocaust applies to the yous and to the me's, to each one of us.
Yes. You know, yes. And to talk about it, not as you said, Kath, not to hold it in, to share the stories, share the history, not to hide it away. I think it's so important to know what happened and not to forget, you know, in this generation and next to come when there are no survivors anymore with us.
Yeah, apparently we're the last generation. Tali Nates, thank you very, very much for the time. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. And maybe one day we will talk about the fact that there's no anti-Semitism in the world. I hold that hope in my heart.
Let's hope and pray.
God bless, Tali Nates. Bye-bye.